One of the people who works with Safe Harbor and works with those kids is Taylor Van Wassenhove, the children's advocate for Safe Harbor. Thanks for coming by, and thanks in advance for all you do for the organization.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah, we're very glad to help you and very glad to have you here. We talked a couple of times in this program for various reasons with Lindsay Kelso from Safe Harbor, and I joked that one of the first things she did was an interview with me when she started last year, and you're pretty new to the organization yourself, is that right?
Yep, I just started with Safe Harbor in October.
My goodness. So, see, apparently that's part of the orientation kit, if you will, is that you have to come by and do an interview on this program.
That's the Safe Harbor initiative.
Baptism by fire, for sure. Sure, but we're glad that you are here. Talk to me first about, since you're relatively new, what led you to want to work with Safe Harbor? I imagine it's probably kind of a thing you have to be, when you think about it, be pretty passionate about, right?
Yeah, so when I was looking to work with Safe Harbor, I just wanted to have the opportunity to make a difference in a child's life who really needed it. And my goal is when I have a kid come into the office that I want them to leave with a smile on their face and provide a safe and nurturing environment for them to be able to play and just kind of forget what's going on in their life.
As a children's advocate, talk maybe specifically what it is you do. Do you just you talk to the kids about what's going on in their lives? You just try to make them feel better, a combination of that? What do you do specifically?
So as a children advocate, a lot of the times I just talk with the children about what's going on in their lives. And sometimes it's just something as easy as trying to take their mind off of it. And a lot of times we do fun games and just providing them with a safe environment is really what we strive to do.
How, I imagine that must be both gratifying and difficult at the same time, because these are kids that are really in a situation that I imagine, obviously, they can't have imagined that they would be in, and it's definitely, I imagine, a difficult time.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to work in this, with this population, but it is very rewarding.
What's sort of a normal day like for you when you talk to a kid when you're done with it, talking to them, do they tend to feel better? What do you tell them when you're trying to tell them that, hey, things are going to be okay?
I mean, what I kind of like to do is just sit down with the kid and first it's important for me to get to know them.
Sure.
So they can trust me. And then after that, we'll just kind of talk about what's going on in their life. You know, it doesn't have to be anything negative. We can talk about positive things. Just whatever they're willing to open up about. And I kind of just like, sometimes I'll be able to give them like a little toy or goodie before they leave that can kind of just brighten their day.
Gonna adjust your microphone. There we go. I'm getting a little bit of feedback from the speakers here, but that's okay. How do the parents react? Are they, I imagine you probably do a little bit of talking to them to find out probably how you can best help the kids, right?
Yeah, I definitely work with a lot of the parents, too, to see what exactly they think their kid needs help with and what would be beneficial for them. And the parents are very grateful that they have the opportunity to get help for their children with their children.
I would imagine so. What kind of clientele in terms of population do you have? How many people is, or how many families is Safe Harbor serving, especially this time of year?
In a year, Safe Harbor can serve about 800 people.
My goodness, and I imagine that's probably gone up in years past, do you think?
Yeah, I would imagine that.
Okay, so let's move to the toy drive here. I imagine when you came here today, you took a couple of pictures. I imagine, and again, this is just a small part of what I think we'll collect by Sunday night. How do you think the kids are going to respond to this?
I think we're going to have some very happy kids on Christmas morning from looking at all these toys.
Not to talk about specific children or whatever, but are a lot of the kids worried about Christmas and how they'll get through Christmas? And what do you tell them to allay those fears, I guess?
When I'm talking to the children, a lot of them actually don't express, like, worries about Christmas, per se. But if they do, I'll just, you know, kind of reassure them that their parents can, they'll have supports, and you know, Santa Claus will ultimately come through for them.
Well, I think Santa Claus is going to come through them if this is any indication here, right?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so Let's talk about what are the kids looking for. I imagine you've had some chances to think about that as we see another kind gentleman loading some more toys into our boat here, for which we're appreciative. What are they looking for? What are the needs? And is there one particular age group that needs help more than another, if you're aware of that?
A big thing I've seen on Christmas list this year would be LOL surprise dolls.
What are those?
No.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it.
Honestly, they're a surprise.
Yeah, I guess so. I come here every year and I look at the toys that have been collected and I think, oh, some of these I'm familiar with, and then I always see something that I've never even heard of before. Yeah. But I guess as long as the kids know what they are, that's really all that matters, right?
Yeah, and I'm really excited to see all these bikes here because
yeah.
we do have a lot of kiddos that ask for bikes this Christmas.
Oh, I imagine so. So, all right, our toy drive again continues till 5 o'clock on Sunday night here, and then I imagine you're probably going to be helping us unload those
yes.
back at the center, right?
Yep, that'll be me.
All right, well, yeah, somebody's got to do it. Again, that's also part of the orientation kit, it sounds
yes.
like, having to unload the big trailer when we get it down there on Sunday night.
Definitely.
All right. Taylor Van Wassenhove is a children's advocate with Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. You're not too far from where I grew up, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from around Kewaunee.
I'm from in Kewaunee. So, you know, I have to talk to occasionally to people in Kewaunee so I can get into Henry County unabated and not get stopped at the border. So, but Taylor, thank you so much for coming by. I'm sure you were probably a little uncomfortable, but I appreciate your support, and we appreciate all the work that Safe Harbor does for the kids in the community all year round.
And we appreciate you guys doing this for us and giving us the opportunity to let our children clients have a great Christmas.
Absolutely. That is what this is all about. Taylor, thanks again, and we appreciate it, and I'm sure some of us will see you Sunday night.
Yes, you will.